Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made Gloria, not me.
Contributions and your support, and even when you mail me contributions just to support
the broadcast, I so appreciate everybody. I may not call you out individually, but I really do appreciate you all and for posting my son, and his single came out. So I bless God for posting him and posting his music, for getting those streams up. And I bless God for all of you. So let's dig into the word for today. So pumped up. God, you are not forgotten. When God dropped it in my spirit, I was like, ooh, Jesus, you are not forgotten. And how many times do we sit back and we feel like we are because we've been overlooked, you know, or we feel like we've been dropped. I'm coming from on today, 2 Samuel chapter 9, and my mom is going to read a couple of verses, and I'll bring her in a minute. But it's so awesome because in the midst of you feeling lonely, in the midst of you feeling like you dropped, God always stepped right in on time because you're always on his mind. Hallelujah, even when you don't feel like you are. I know what it feels like to be in a room and everybody walking past you, everybody choosing everybody else except for you. Hallelujah. But you know what? But it's so okay because God is an awesome God. He is in the midst. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So you can't overlook because God is with you. God is for you. Who can be against you? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I bind that enemy up in the name of Jesus that's coming up against you to make you feel like you're nothing, make you feel like you ain't worthy, make you feel like you're worthless. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Unravel their tongue on the day that God allowed them to speak fresh anointing over their life, God. In the name of Jesus, God, how it builds up your self-esteem in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray amen and amen. So blessed by that. I just wanted to say to you one today, I was just led to pray on this morning. I know it's at the end of the broadcast. You know, I can just go straight in, but I just felt that. Somebody feeling so lonely. Somebody feeling so overlooked. Somebody feeling like they've been dropped. In this portion of scripture, 2 Samuel chapter 9, dealing with David and John, who was, and Mephibosheth, which was David's son. Mephibosheth, which was David's son. You can read his whole story of Mephibosheth in 2 Samuel chapter 4, but just reading about his life and how David, out of nowhere, was like, is anyone left in the house of Saul? Because, see, he wanted to give back. He wanted to keep his promise to Jonathan, who was one of his best friends. You know that I will always bless your house. I will always be there. Well, he said anyone left, so they called Ziba, who was the servant, who was Saul's servant at the time before King Saul had passed away. And Ziba came and says, yes, there is someone left. Jonathan's son, who is Mephibosheth, he's left. But he's lame. He's lame in both feet. He couldn't walk. He was lame because when the house of Saul got the news that they had died in battle, Jonathan and him, and they died in battle, everybody saw scurry and started running in the house. And the nurse who had him had dropped him at the time. She didn't mean to, but she dropped him, and he became lame. But can you imagine that one time sitting at the table, sitting at the master's table? See, here's a good thing, that when I sit at my master's table, my heavenly father, nobody can remove me from his table. Hallelujah. You may try to remove me for some stuff down here, but nobody can remove me from his spiritual table. Hallelujah. But imagine King's table every day as his grandson. And then now it's like nobody even know who I am. They don't even know my name. But let me tell you, when one person get blessed, everyone get blessed. A friend of mine was on yesterday, Dawana, was saying that, you know, being in the midst of people just being blessed, all of her friends being blessed. So you don't think that God is going to trickle down some stuff on her, how is some stuff on us, being around some people who's blessed instead of hating on them, instead of being mean to them. Just being in the midst. Hallelujah. Or not that they're giving you like so much, but just the spirit of God's blessings. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So in the midst of all of that, I'm going to bring my mom in so she can read a portion of scripture. Just give me 1 minute. Okay. Mom, if you press 1, I can bring you in. Tanika, I see my sister on here. And my sister Penny. Okay, I got it now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay.
Okay. I'll be reading from 2 Samuel chapter 9, starting at verse 1. And Wanda, I'll read until you need me to stop, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right. David asked, "Is there anyone still left in the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Now, there was a servant of Saul's household named Ziba.
Yes.
They called
mm-hmm.
him to appear before David, and the king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" "Your servant," mm-hmm. he replied. The king asked, "Is there no one still left in the house of Saul of whom I can show God's kindness?"
Yes.
Ziba answered the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan. He is crippled in both feet."
Mm.
"Where is he?" the king asked. Ziba answered, "He is at the house of Micaiah, son of Amiel, and mm-hmm. Lodabar."
Mm-hmm.
So King David had him brought from Lodabar, from the house mm-hmm. of Micah, son of Amiel. When the son of Saul came to David, he bowed down to him to pay him honor. David said to Mephibosheth, "Your servant," he replied. "Don't be mm-hmm. afraid," David said to him, "for I will surely show you kindness for the sake mm-hmm. of your father Jonathan. I will restore mm-hmm. to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul,
what?
And you will always eat at my table."
Oh.
Mephibosheth bowed down and mm-hmm. said, "What is your servant that you should notice a dead dog like me?" Then the king summoned Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, "I have given your master's grandson everything that belongs to Saul and his family. You and your sons and your servants are to farm the land for him and bring in the crops so that your master's grandson may be provided for. And Mephibosheth, grandson of your master, will always eat at my table." Now,
yes.
Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants.
Yes.
Then Ziba said to the king, "Your servant will do whatever my lord the king commands his servant to do." So Mephibosheth
mm-hmm.
ate at David's table like one of the
mm-hmm.
king's sons. Mephibosheth
mm-hmm.
had a young son named Micah, and all the
mm-hmm.
members of Ziba's household were servants of Mephibosheth, and Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem because he always ate at the king's table, and he was crippled in both feet. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of this word. Whew,
amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But God is so kind. When you just think about, I'm going to just meet you off for 1 minute, Mom, and I'll bring you back in a minute.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Amen. Thank you so much, Mom. It's so awesome because, just had her shouting because he said, oh, my God. Woo, glory, hallelujah. Woo, glory, hallelujah. Woo, Jesus, it is time. It is time, y'all. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Glory be to God. It is time. Imagine that. Mephibosheth at one time eating at the king's table. And then years later, the nuns dropped you when you were 5 years old. Now you have a son of your own. And years later, you're like, oh, my God, this is it for me. And he said, what could you do for a dead dog like me, calling himself as a dead dog because that's how he felt, dead to the whole world. But won't God wake you up? How won't he wake up all your dreams? Won't he wake up those aspirations on the inside of you? Won't he do it when you thought you was forgotten? All those people who you reached out to, supporters to help you with your business, resources, doors just start opening. And I'm speaking it, opening for you. Hallelujah. But see, you got to put the work in too. Glory be to God. You got to put the work in. But see, Ziba, who was the servant of Saul, he became a servant to Mephibosheth. But it's awesome because David told him was, I need for you to farm all the stuff, farm the land on the land. Farm all the stuff for him. Whatever he needs, farm it. Put it together. Get it together. Nurture it. Plant it. Let it grow it. So he will always eat at my table. Hallelujah. So that means employment, y'all. Hallelujah. That means employment. Because, see, King Saul was nowhere around anymore because he died. But, see, then God allowed Ziba to be blessed. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. If you think about it, Ziba could have walked out with his 15 sons and all the servants that he had. Hallelujah. Just using my imagination, saying, well, ain't no work here. You know what happens when you get down and out and folks want to drop off from your life. Oh, Jesus. Woo, glory be to God. They want to drop off out of your life because they feel like you don't have anything anymore. Oh, I can't even call you at night to even burn your ears off anymore, so you can't offer me anything, so I got to drop off and leave you. Hallelujah. But in the midst of that, Ziba still stayed. He still stayed and remained his servant, whether he was getting paid or not. Hallelujah. Whether or not whatever little he had left, paying them, I don't know. But look at Ziba and his 15 sons, because he said, I want you to farm the land. So he will always eat at my table. So guess what? That was employment right there. And on top of that, Ziba had 20 servants. So in the midst of those 20, see, sometimes we always look, what can we get if we work? How about giving somebody a helping hand? How about helping somebody out every now and again and say, hey, I'm going to volunteer my time. What do you need from me? Hallelujah. So in the midst of Mephibosheth being blessed, Ziba and his 15 sons and the servants got blessed, because that's employment right there. He said for the rest of his life. So that means that your children's children shall have. Woo, glory be to God. Ziba's children's children will have until the rest of the fellowship life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Woo, Jesus. But when I tell you, hallelujah, how it worked out and how out of nowhere David was just saying, hey, is anyone left? See, that's how God do it. He start dropping you in people's spirits. It's something that they need. It's something that they need. Maybe something Tammy need. Maybe something Asia need. Maybe something Tanika need, or Liddy need, or Penny need, or Ramika need. Is there something, hallelujah, that Susan need, that Rita need, hallelujah, that Trisha need, that Camille needs? Is there something that they need, Tasha need, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Renee needs. You just don't know. Sister Murchison need. God start dropping some stuff in your spirit. People spirit. Glory, glory, glory. Call your name out on today. Whatever your name is, call it out. What do you need? Hallelujah. Glory. So don't think that you have been forgotten. Don't think that you have been overlooked. And then when he seen David, he bowed down to him. He says, no, he was paying homage to him. He was honoring him. He says, no, you stand up because the rest of your life, all and on top of it, everything that your grandfather had belongs to you. David could have kept it, but he said, I'm showing kindness. Who can I show kindness to? But look how God set that up, because he kept his promise to Jonathan. It was Jonathan's son. Can you imagine that 5 years old being dropped and now you're paralyzed? Sometimes we're paralyzed because even if we're not paralyzed physically, we paralyzed mentally because we feel like we can't walk. We feel like we can't talk because we're so overwhelmed with life. We feel like we paralyzed, we handicapped. We can't move out on some things. But in the midst of you being paralyzed, God says, I'm a bless you. Somebody may have dropped you and forgotten about you. Somebody may have said you were worthless and never amount to anything. And every time I come into a room, I'm picking on choosing everybody else except for you. People choosing you to speak and never asking you to speak and keep calling the same folk over and over again. Been there too. But it's okay, because you got to step out and trust God. Hallelujah. On today, it's a saying that I have on my Hope Victorious page. It says, get up, get dressed. Hallelujah. You gotta think about those things, that you are powerful. You are beautiful. Hallelujah. And you are fierce. You are powerful. You are beautiful. And you are fierce. My kids say that every morning. I'm handsome. I'm powerful. And I am fierce. Fierceness is in the Lord. Fierceness is because I know if God is for me, who can be against me? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Mom, for just reading that word. And when he just said that, he feels like he's a dead dog. Oh, my goodness. How many of us feel like we've been dropped? How many of us feel like, oh, my God, we're so overlooked? Everybody's business is flourishing. Everybody's family looks so beautiful. And mine is all messed up. Hallelujah. Don't you know God did not forget about you and he hear your prayers even though you feel like, Lord, I'm so weary. But don't be weary in doing good. You know, my scripture always said, we be not weary in well doing, but in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Hallelujah. Don't be weary in doing good because, see, we faint in the midst. Because people who mistreat us. But look at David. In the midst of how King Saul even treated him, he could have been angry and said, I ain't blessing nobody but a house of Saul. I'm not doing it. He even said, was anybody left from Jonathan? He said, anybody left from the house of Saul. And you know how King Saul treated him? He was trying to kill him because he got so jealous of him. But look at David. But see, that is a mature leader. That is a mature leader because what happened in the midst of him growing up in the wilderness, running for his life, become the leader, God was able to equip some things and nurture him into being a good leader. So he didn't have time to be angry with his enemies because, see, God said, I'll take care of all of them. I'll handle your enemies for you. I just would need for you to bless somebody. Hallelujah. But he could have got angry and said, I ain't blessing nobody from the house of Saul. Look what Saul was running for my life from Saul. When I tried to help him and he got so jealous of my gift and talent. Hallelujah. But he still treated folk kindness. How many times have we treated folk kindness with kindness and they done made us angry or they oppressed us or was mean to us? I'm not saying be silly, you know what I'm saying? Let them continue to mistreat you. But how many times when God tell you to do something, I'll pick up the phone and say, I'm going to pray with you, and we say we don't because you treated me mean yesterday. You know how many times I had to call somebody who mistreated me? Hallelujah, still treated them with kindness. I didn't do it for them. I did it for me because I'm a Christian, what God called me to do. But I ain't saying to sit around and be no fool now. But I'm just saying when God called you to do something, do it. Don't be upset because they hurt you. Don't be upset because they oppress you. Don't be upset. Do what God called you to do. And God called him to bless somebody in Saul's house. And that was Jonathan. But look at God. God allowed him to keep his promise to Jonathan. He didn't know when he opened up his mouth to say who was left in the house of Saul so I can treat them with kindness. He didn't know it was Jonathan's son. And I promised Jonathan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that I will be there and I will take care of things. Hallelujah. But look at God, because see, God knows everything. And we put stuff out there, God hears everything. When we praying, God hears everything. Hallelujah. But he said, I'm going to give you back everything that belongs to your grandfather. Everything. Who is left in the house of Saul? Who is left in the house of Saul? And it was Mephibosheth. He was left. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I just love it because God is so faithful, is so good. And even when we don't feel like he's with us, even when we don't feel his presence, he's right there with you. He is with you. Don't you know everything that you ask God for, he will give you the desires of your heart if you seek thee first the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. And all his righteousness. Hallelujah. I'm learning to seek the Lord. Even when folks don't see you, God sees you. Even when folk is overlooking you like you don't even exist, God sees you. And that's another thing. Sometimes we feel like we overlook because we don't look like everybody, or we don't talk like everybody, or we don't fit in like everybody. And then you ain't supposed to fit in. You fit in where God fits you in. You fit in where God tell you to fit in at. So for those, be encouraged on today, being overlooked. I get it, because I've been there, overlooked, like you don't exist. Someone said, your little broadcast. What you mean, my little broadcast? Do not despise small beginnings. I don't know what they're talking about because I ain't despising this beginning. Hallelujah. I'm embracing it, and I am loving it. Hallelujah. But see, that's where other folks' minds are at. But you got to be secure what God called you to do, what God wants you to do. I can't run this broadcast like somebody else because it's not there for me to run like this. I can only run it by like how I run it. When God wants me to upgrade, whatever level he wants me to, that's what I'll do. But for right now, this is it. See, I ain't playing with God like that. When God called me to do something, I'm going to do it, do my best to do it, do my best to be obedient to him. Because it's not up to everybody. My broadcast can't be like everybody's, and he didn't call it to be like that. I can only do it the way God has given it to me. So how God has given you something, that's the way you should do it. Because it ain't going to flow if you try to do it like somebody else's. It ain't going to flow right for you. So if you try it and you get a bump in the road, go back to what God told you to do, because it can't flow the way God wanted it to flow if you do it like somebody else or how they want you to do it. And it's good to take opinions, and it's good to take suggestions. But when God don't have you do it that way, ain't nothing you can do about that. You got to keep going on the right flow of things. I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to be how God created me to be. But overlook, oh, yeah, I've been there. Y'all overlook like you don't exist. You be sitting right there and everybody choosing all over top of you. But let somebody say they can't do it, then they call me. Let somebody, five people say that they couldn't do it, then they calling me to do it. And you know, you people, you always find out things. You know, you always find out that. But I'm saying to you, Mephibosheth, even though he was crippled, he thought that it was over for him. He thought he would never sit at the king's table again. I know he probably felt that way, but he did, because God never forgot about him. God knew, because everything is timing. So when we think that God has forgotten about us, he didn't, because his timing is involved with everything. So when you feel like you're being overlooked and you feel like everybody is reaching all over top of you, no, it's just the timing of things, because when that door is open, it's open. When that door is closed, it's closed. Can't nobody do nothing about that. But when God starts shifting, when God starts moving, when he starts doing those things, there's nothing that nobody can say and do about that, because he's going to make sure you get what's yours. Just like he made sure, hallelujah, Mephibosheth got what belonged to him, what God wanted to belong to him. And that was all of his grandfather's stuff, not his daddy's stuff, but his grandfather's stuff, whatever belonged to the house of Saul. He gave up everything. He didn't keep nothing for himself. That's why God continuously blessed David. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So on today, I just want you all to know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you, and know that he cares for you, and know that he is with you, feeling dropped, feeling overlooked. Could you imagine how that little boy felt being dropped, and now he can't walk? At one time he was running all around, and now that he can't. Why? Because somebody dropped him by mistake, and then now he's crippled. No father, no mother, no nobody around, no grandfather sitting at the head of the table every day, servants all around you. But Zippa says, hey, I'm here. Zippa says, I'm with you. You ever see some folk are like ride or die? Like they're going to be with you no matter what. They don't care how many ups and downs you have. They're going to be right there with you. Because why, they are your true friends. You, that's another thing. You will know who's your friends now. Because God, people start winning out of your life. When you hit rock bottom and you don't see those same folks calling your phone, you don't see those same folks calling you on the phone, you don't see those same folks calling you on the phone, you know they ain't your friends. But when you riding high, oh, yeah, they all right with you. But see, everybody may have disappeared, but Zippa said, I ain't disappearing, and my 15 sons ain't going nowhere, and my 20 servants ain't going nowhere. Hallelujah. So he was forever working because he stayed. Woo, glory. Because he stayed. Hallelujah. He stayed and didn't give up. And that's how we got to get to a place where we don't give up. We don't give up, and we stay but don't give up. Hallelujah. I'm talking about staying in that place of being rejected, staying in that place of, oh, my God, I can't believe everybody is walking all over me, but you're still there, and you're not giving up. So I'm talking about staying in a place where you don't give up, staying where you don't give up. Don't give up. Stay but don't give up. I'm talking about the placing of staying where you're not giving up. Because some people leave out and give up. That's what I'm talking about, the type of giving up. But I'm talking about when you stay put in terms of not giving up. Hallelujah. Continue to stand, you guys. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and give you the highest praise on today, God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for your word, God, being overlooked and dropped. God, those who may be paralyzed on today, wake up their muscles. Wake them up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, like Jairus' daughter was just asleep. Hallelujah, God. Wake up their dreams. Wake up their visions. Wake up their hope on today, God. Wake up their hope on today, God. Wake their faith up on today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for everything around them, God. Bless, God. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. Do it right now for your glory. I thank you for our children. I thank you for our families, dear God. Thank you for my mother who read the word for me on today. God. Oh, God, I glorify you. Thank you for everyone in this broadcast. I thank you for your son, Jesus, down to my cross, dying on the cross that we may have everlasting life. You send our word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from death. Thou shalt be saved. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Feeling dropped. Feeling overlooked. Mm-mm. Stop. Don't. You're not being overlooked by God. That may be people, but you're not overlooked by God. And even when they did overlook Mephibosheth, years later, God put it right in David's heart. Who's left in the house of Saul that I can show kindness to? Who is left that I can show kindness to? Hallelujah. Only God could do something like that. Only God could put it in David's spirit to do something like that and get everything back. Hallelujah. Give everything to him that was once his grandfather's. And he will always eat at my table. His children, Ziba is still employed. And his 15 sons and the 20 servants because he stayed with him through all those years. Oh, my God. Glory. Hallelujah. Stop giving up on people so fast. Unless you have ulterior motives, and you may have an ulterior motive. Who knows? But don't. Be with somebody because you want to be with them and not to. Hallelujah. And not to wait until they become rich and then here you come. No, be with them because that's really my friend. And when the going gets tough, I'm going to be there with them. Hallelujah. Glory. See, Ziba was committed. He didn't have to have no friends, but he was committed to the house of Saul. And look, he wound up being blessed because he could have left and rolled out a long time ago because the income don't look the same, but he stayed. And look how he got blessed in the end, forever working. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Hope in God. Know that you are victorious and know that God is on your side. Hallelujah. You are victorious. God bless you. And thank you, Mom, for reading for me on today. Good day, you guys. And go back and listen to the replay. And go check out my HopeVictorious.com store.